Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you so much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm in Woodlands, Texas, north of Houston at the Administaff Small Business Classic. The tournament starts on Friday, but the Pro-Am start today. And so I'm broadcasting live from that tournament and all the things going on here. Lots and lots of stuff happening all week long. If you've ever been around a PGA tournament, this is a Champions Tour tournament, folks. If you've ever been around one of these, it starts really early. So many volunteers, so many people doing such great things to help this tournament go on, because as you know, the ultimate winner of these tournaments are the charities that these tournaments raise money for, the community charities. And so this is my second one to be involved in, my fifth Administaff Classic, but I've been involved in other tournaments as a volunteer, and they're really important things. If you have one in your area, I encourage you to volunteer and to help out. It's a very worthy cause. Mark Goldstein is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Mark is a new friend. He's the co-founder and CEO of Loyalty Labs, and he's a serial entrepreneur, as I said earlier, very successful one. He's been in the technology business. He's been in retail. He knows how to take care of customers, and that's what he does now for a living, is to help you and me get our customers to love us and to keep loving us. Mark Goldstein, welcome back to the show. Welcome to the show.
Absolutely.
It's good to have you back. Loyalty Labs Incorporated is the company. Mark, the key to success in small business, and I believe this is as fundamental as anything that we can think of, the key to success in small business is to get your customers to love you, isn't it?
That's right. That's what I would say.
How do you do that?
Well, I think two things. First of all, you have to first know who your customers are. Because the idea of having all of your customers loving you, while it's possible, it probably doesn't make that much sense. You're probably right. The most important customers, the ones that are buying or maybe evangelizing or talking mm-hmm. about your brand to their friends, those are the important customers, and those are the ones that absolutely you have to get to love you.
And I like what you said about first you have to find out who those people are. What's really sad to me is when I see companies who do business with all these people, and the people come back, but if you actually ask the owner or even the employees, do you know who that person is? Well, I've got their credit card information here. I just swiped their credit card, so yeah, I guess I know who they are. No, that's not what I mean. Do you really know who that person is? Has that person come back? You know, is this a repeat customer? And you know, they might say yeah, but they don't know their email address. They don't know what they like. They don't know anything about them. In small business, you can't do that, can you?
No. Well, not in large business, you can't do that either. Especially in this in the new economic environment that we're looking at, you really have to know your customer. You have to go out there and what's called segment your customer base and determine who are your best customers. Maybe you segment them into three or four or five different groups. Mm-hmm. And you need to talk to them. You need to survey them. You need to communicate with them the way they like to be communicated with.
Which means maybe one person may want to be called. One person may want to receive something in the mail. Somebody else might want to get an email. Somebody else may not want to be contacted at all.
You bet. The whole point is if, you know, your best customers, if you dishonor that one of your best customers, you probably lost them for life. And that's the important thing to understand.
And all the people they'll tell.
Well, that's right. Customers are a little different from friends. Friends will give you second and third chances. Customers usually won't. So what you need to really think about who those best customers are, sort of put them in a few different groups, and quickly, either by studying the transaction data that you might have collected by them, or the number of times they visit your store, or the number of times they've reordered from you, you need to know who those customers are. And that top group, you need to start loving them fast. And doing things for them that you're not doing for the others.
You know, I do think that's important. because even though you want to treat everybody well, there are certain people that deserve a little extra care, aren't they? Don't they?
Yeah, you can't. Everyone can't be your best friend, and if you try to do that, you're going to have a pretty, perhaps a more mediocre brand, or maybe you won't have the success that you want because history has shown, and there's study after study and research project after research project that says 20% of your customers are going to represent 80% of your sales. So we need to live with that. And that's
the
way it is,
that.
And we need to think about how we're going to run our business around that model.
Over the years, Mark, I've seen that so many times. When I was a consultant to small businesses in the 90s, I'd drop in on them, work with them, and they'd get their customer list out. We'd look at that, and it's amazing. In fact, what's frightening is a lot of times 10% are doing 90% of the business.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, we have some customers that 3 or 4% are doing doing 96. So
that's dangerous.
Yeah, it is. But, in some businesses, it's healthy. For instance, if you're in the jewelry business, that's the way it's going to be because they're the ones buying the diamond rings.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about some specific loyalty things we can do because, there are some – you actually have some physical, some plans, some strategies that help people be loyal to you. First you got to have the attitude. You got to say to yourself, okay, we're going to love these people up. And before we get into that, though, Mark, I was going to mention that one time somebody congratulated me on having a really big customer, and he said something like, "Boy, I bet that was a red letter day for your company when you got that business the first time." I said, "Actually, it was, but the bigger day was when they renewed their contract. That was even a bigger deal. Anybody can get a customer, but it's not everybody who can get them to come back."
That's right. We call it getting them and keeping them, different stories and different strategies. And the truth is, with most organizations, the money is made with keeping the customer.
Yeah.
Because frequently you might have to give that customer maybe a slightly better deal, or you might have to service them that much more carefully in the initial period. And so it's the long-term customers, the ones you're most likely going to be making the bulk of your money on.
And there are people, though, along that same line of thinking, Mark, there are people who don't do very much business with you, or if they do, they won't let you make a profit, as much profit, and yet they demand more service. And you've got to differentiate. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want Mark to talk about how to talk about segmenting your customers. I used to call them A's, B's, C's, and D's. We're going to talk about that, and then Mark's also going to talk to us about some specific things that you can do to create a loyalty program, a loyalty strategy. We'll do that right after these messages. Mark Goldstein is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the co-founder and CEO of Loyalty Labs. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 23 after Little Stones. Frank is back there. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from the Administaff Small Business Classic in Woodlands, Texas, north of Houston. My websites, folks, are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you'll check those out and use them to your advantage. We built them just for you. And our guest this half hour is Mark Goldstein. He's the co-founder and CEO of Loyalty Labs. Mark, give us your website, please.
Website is www.loyaltylab.com.
Loyaltylab.com, and tell us what we'll find when we get there.
What we do is we're a firm that's been in business for 5 years, and we serve mostly larger firms, but also some mid-sized firms, and we build their loyalty and marketing programs. So clients include Bon-Ton stores and Sears and Virgin America and Nine West. Typically, we might run their loyalty program, and that could be, it's pretty straightforward when you think about what we do.
Well, now folks, so Mark is a pro at getting customers to love you, to love their customer, to love the companies they do business with. He works for those companies, and so you now can sit at the knee of this guy who's a pro at getting customers to be loyal to you. So, Mark, what do we do? How do we do it?
Well, as I mentioned, the first thing is you have to first know who your customer is. And generally what that means is looking at your customers and putting them in buckets. You had mentioned the A, B, C's, D's, and E's. you know, Best Buy stores actually names each of their customer segments, gives them a name. They call some Bettys, they call some Bobs, they call some Teds. And so everyone in the organization knows what a Ted is and who is Ted. And Ted might be that that tire kicker who comes in every Saturday morning to looking for the latest and greatest gadget. And he'll probably buy something every other visit. And he could be worth over $5,000-$6,000 a year to Best Buy. So Ted is really important. Whereas Sally might be that housekeeper who's only coming in once every few years, maybe to replace an appliance.
Or buy a battery.
While you want Sally's business, you have to recognize that, you know, there are various things you might do or ways you might spend your money that aren't going to get Sally back into the store.
Now, one of the things that might seem a little counterintuitive to some people, Mark, is that if you want to serve your good customers better, you might actually have to fire some customers. Now, tell us why firing a customer is an important part of a good loyalty strategy.
Well, that's part of the segmentation. There are certain customers that either they can never be profitable. And why is that? Well, they could be the, you know, what some might call a bad customer, meaning they might be the customer that eats up all of your customer service center or eats all your time by asking you hundreds of questions or has a terrible record for returning product or is the type of customer that just publicly badmouths you. They're just, you need to know as a brand who your worst customers are and not tell them to their face, oh, we're not serving you anymore, but simply dropping them from the roles, dropping them from your communications, because you can that energy that's spent to serving them can be best spent towards some of your, you know, spent towards the time with your better customers.
Right, absolutely. Well, you know, and here's where small business owners have an advantage, I think, Mark. We don't have to have everybody in the world to do business with us to be successful. If we do a good job of segmenting and identifying who the people are who really want to buy our stuff, we don't have to have that many of those people to be successful as a small business.
I absolutely agree. If you're, for instance, an eBay retailer, is a wonderful, wonderful small business, and friends of mine do this full time, you need to watch basically your reorders. You need to watch those customers that are coming back a second and third time. You have to be watching that data very, very carefully. And communicating them to them directly, not just waiting for them to sort of show up on eBay. You know, obviously moving them to your own website, moving them to your own email communication, moving them to your own postcard mailing, whatever that might be.
Mark, you help large companies do things like frequent flyer programs and those kinds of fairly sophisticated customer loyalty programs, the classic ones. Do you recommend that kind of thing for small businesses?
Depends. The first thing that a small business needs to do is, again, understand who are your best customers, who are your worst customers, who are the other customer segments that you feel are important. And once you understand those customers, and understanding them means knowing how much they're buying, maybe it's what city they live in because there are certain cities you might be able to serve more profitably, how often they're visiting you, how often they're reordering, maybe how often they're referring their friends as customers. You need to know these things, and once you start knowing these things and putting together, you know, having this data in front of you in Excel or in some simplified, you know, reporting format, then you can figure out what you want to do tactically with them. But that's step one.
One of my favorite pizza places has a little card that they give us, and when you've eaten with them 10 times, the next pizza's on them.
You bet. Those programs work. Those are Subway uses. Subway uses those programs successfully. Why wouldn't you do that? Now, the challenge with some of those programs is that, historically, people would just give out these little chits and not know who they were giving them out to.
Right.
You know, a lot of people just carry around the mobile, with their cell phones today. It's very easy to talk to those people around lunch.
Yep.
It's very easy to allow them to send an email for maybe, an upgrade.
Right, but you got to know who they are, you got to know where they are, and how they want to be contacted. It's Mark at the beginning. Mark Goldstein, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. Mark, the website is loyaltylab.com, right?
That's correct.
Thanks, Mark, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
All righty.
Mark Goldstein, ladies and gentlemen, going to take a quick break. Right back after these messages. Stay with me. Good morning, Johnny B. Good, who never ever learned to read or write.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.